Does anybody know anything about when the King James Bible was translated?
Yes,
1611.
How'd that die, Tess? 7 years in preparation. Now, what happened there is this. A group of men that was appointed by the king, King James, got together. A group, now not one person. Got together and they translated your Bible that we have used. Now, here's what I want to say about that. Most all of the Protestant churches use that Bible. Don't use the Vulgate. And now, it would stand to reason that a King James with a number of people checking one another's mistakes and errors in the translation would be better than just one person or one individual, as it was in the case of Jerome. Now, would that make sense?
Yeah.
So now, what we want to get after you is this. Neither the Vulgate or the King James, neither one, carries the correct Hebrew name. And what we have done through the Roman Catholic translation and also of the King James translation, we have got the wrong deal. Now, we don't want to argue about that. That's just the way it is. Now, they spoke of God. Now, if you go back and try to find out something about God, where it come from and where it originated, it was not with the Hebrews or with the Jews. Now, it was spelled G-A-W-D.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And then G-O-D. Then that was applied, listen, to their idolatrous heathen deities.
That's right.
What you would speak of as an idol, like Baal, Moloch, Dinah, and so forth and so on. You understand? Now, the Roman Catholic Church has carried statues of whom they speak of as the Holy Family, the Madonna, you understand, and of the Apostles, and so forth and so on. And they say that it is necessary that they decorate their cathedrals, their synagogues or sanctuaries, or as they call it, churches, with those, to beautify, make them look nice. Doesn't make any difference what Yahweh said about thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images in the likeness of anything that is heavens above or in the earth beneath. You understand? He said that to the Hebrews here in the wilderness. Said that in what you call the commandments. Find that in the 20th chapter of Exodus.
Right.
Now, Moses didn't say that. He said that himself. Why would he say a thing like that? Because everything there is in nature, even from the atom on, is composed in that threefold. composition. Mm-hmm. Then if he had went to work and made everything like that, see, it was unnecessary for you to add anything to it. And one of the most outstanding things that he made to reflect himself in nature of the highest order was the man himself.
Right.
Now, he cannot be improved upon under no circumstances or conditions. He was made in his likeness and in his image to reflect in the infallible. I mean, he made him perfect for that particular reason. See, as a natural man, to reflect in his spiritual being. Mm-hmm. Now, do you understand?
Yeah.
Now, by you erecting idols, you see, or making up some kind of an image, even if it be of a man, you can't put no life in front of that. So then you can't improve on it. Therefore, it won't be necessary for you to make anything. But we always must have this adversary, this opponent. And he's always going to do just to the contrary. It takes that to make him an adversary. It takes that to make him your enemy. Right?
Right.
Now then, what we ought to do then is to be very particular about how we portray this natural man as compared to the heaven. We ought to make sure that we get that right. Then so far as idols is concerned, well, let's count them on out and get it over with. Mm-hmm. Let's count them out and get it over with. Now, names. Now, he has said that he was going to take his name. You understand? And set it up as a standard. Not, he won't, he will not stand. No substitute name. So now, let's count that out. Mm-hmm. Well, now, in your Roman Catholic version, or the Vulgate, or the Douay, which we have been compelled to use, both the Roman Catholic and the Protestant, we've been compelled to use. Why? Because we didn't have any other. So we used it. But now, we are blessed to have another more perfect translation. So we use that. And in that we discover, no secrets about it, that his name is Yahweh. That's the name of the Father, Yahweh. Mm-hmm. We have found that the name of the Son now let me go back and fix that. We found that the name of the Father is Yahweh, not God. Mm-hmm. We have found that the name of the Son is Joshua. Mm-hmm. Not Jesus Christ. Yahshua the Messiah, not Jesus Christ. Somebody said, well, now hold everything. See, the devil always wants to get up and argue. We found out, too, that the name of that which we call the Holy Ghost is Elohim, or the Spirit. Now, those three constitute all that there is. And those three are one. How do you get like that? Look at the man, and you see he's composed of soul, body, and spirit. That's a perfect description of Yahweh.
Yeah.
That cannot be improved upon. You understand? Mm-hmm. He's animated or given life. That's the reason why he's made up like he is. And I'd like to say this to you. In his completeness, his makeup, the woman was embodied in the man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there just isn't any argument about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in his creating process of creating, making everything as he wanted it to be, he caused a deep sleep to fall on that man. And then he took the womb, narrated, see, and formed the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? That was done in the Garden of Eden. Now, I had a reason for that. Now, that woman was Adam's wife. She was his mother. Well, now, let's see if I can say it this way. She was to be the mother of all living human beings. Because everything proceeded and come forth from it, male and female. Yah is strictly masculine. Where is feminine, as in Yahweh, the name of the Father. Now then, if he puts that down there and forms a man, you can see that that man that he formed, now that's the reason why we draw it out on these charts over here. That man, he formed that man. Now, he formed him out of the dust of the earth. Now, let me say something about that, too, because I think that's necessary, which I discovered when I made these charts. You notice this one here. It starts with them in the gardens of Eden. Now, this was our first one that we made that we used in public demonstration or exhibition, this here. And I tried to use this one to set it up as a fact. But now, every time we would talk from try to show you maybe something about the creation from this here, then there's always somebody come along and say, well, I don't understand. But we just simply got tired of that. So then what we did, we kind of fixed it up. Here's creation. This was, you see that now. This here, understand, it's not that. So then, instead of starting here, as you see, that this dot starts there. What we did, we come on back. Notwithstanding that this here, we put it here as a pattern to try and show this pattern here in conjunction and relation with this here. Now this we call the migratory pattern. Now what this is over here is this pattern right here. forth. Now, this is what we found out that we had to do. We found out that instead of starting where that church starts there, understand, where it starts here, we had to come on back through the creation, all the way through. You see? And bring it up to this. See, because they were not able to take this and come back in here and stop. Now you see why we had to draw this one? See, because they couldn't go beyond. So then we made it. Now then, after we made this one, we made this one. Then watch this. This is made 31-2. Then we found out we had to make this one here. Because they couldn't take it from here. They couldn't take it. Now then what we had to do then, now somebody sitting in the back couldn't see so well, because these figures are small. So then, you see how this is drawn up here to show you where Moses saw what he wrote in the Genesis. Now these days are the days of, this is matter here, this is the first day, the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and then seventh day, or the Sabbath, you understand? Now that's that week. Now listen close to what I'm saying. I'm not saying any words, I'm really trying my best to show you how the thing really is and how all of the mistakes and errors and the confusion has gotten out into the world. Now, you see, since you couldn't see that, you can't sit in the back and see this up here too well. See, you'd almost have to use a pair. So now, each one of these veils in here, you see, they have the proper thing on them. You see, we drew them out that way. Now when we speak of faith, we're talking about the veil that divides the most holy place from the holy place. And then the veil that goes in here, that divides this from the outer court. Now you can see it better from here. Because you know you've just got a line here. You've got a veil in here. So now then we put the veil in here. Now this is the same thing. We put the veil in here. And then we put the second veil in here. Now this veil makes the door here. Or the entry into the tabernacle. You see? Now this out here is the gate. See, this is the gate that goes in the outer court. Now this is the outer court here. Now it's impossible to draw these stars like they ought to be. Any of them. See? Now I told you that before. Now, why did you say that? Because now you can see a more perfect description of this outer court around here, and you can see this gate here. And this. Well, now you see this outer court around here, we use these lines. You understand? And you do use the line here, and a line there, and a veil here, and a line here. You understand? Then we put the vessels in the outer court, all golden, of the brazen altar. Then he showed this has been the door. Yeah. Now, just like you see these lines drawn down here, what it ought to be, it represents this court around. That's what the line represents. And you see the veil. Now we've got this drawn clear across here. See, it doesn't go clear across back. You see? And the door here, you see, it doesn't go clear across here and just a line around. You see what I mean? Now, I think we did a fairly good job. A fairly good job to do as well as we have done. Mm-hmm. Now, this is what we did. Now, you listen to me, because I do know what is in the Word. And all of the religious denominations. Amen, Rome, Jerusalem, everywhere. I know what's in the Word. And I wouldn't be justified in standing up here saying to you, under no condition and circumstance other than what I'm going to mention.
Real recording came to an end. The continuation of the lecture is as follows, which is on the other side of the wheel.
I'll use the word God. God and the universe in its totality is made up just like this pattern that he reflected himself. It's made up that with everything, there is nothing. Even God himself is made up that way. And every animate and inanimate object in the universe, no matter whether it's in the heavens above or in the earth beneath, or in the waters under the earth, it's all made up just like that.
Right.
See?
prayer was acceptable. Now, let me see if I can say this. Now, there's seven feasts in the year. And if you look at those seven feasts that was given to the Jews, they were particular by those particular time periods.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Every last one. Now, they didn't do that. You have in the first chapter of Isaiah. Look at it. There, your new moons and your Sabbath days, they are what? Read it out of the book. Now, my soul hates.
They are trouble under me.
Yes, trouble under me.
I'm worried.
I'm worried. I'm sick and tired of it. Read.
And when ye spread forth your hand.
When you spread forth your hand.
I will hide mine eyes.
Yea.
When ye make men cry.
Yea, when you make men cry.
I will not hear.
I'm not going to hear.
Your hands are full of blood.
All right, now. Read about the moon.
Your new moon.
Your new moon.
Now, look, we're making a record. Why are you reading? Chapter's verse.
Thank you, sir.
Huh?
Wait, I said thank you, sir.
All right, read that.
Bring no vain oblations.
Don't bring no vain oblations.
Incense. It's abomination.
Is an abomination.
The new moon.
Huh?
The new moon.
Mm-hmm. The new moon.
And Sabbath.
And Sabbath.
And calling of the assembly.
And calling of the assembly.
I cannot away with it.
I cannot away with it.
It is iniquity.
It is iniquity.
Even the Sabbath.
Even the whole thing is corrupt and corrupt.
Your new moon.
Huh?
Your new moon.
Your new moon.
And
wait, no, mom.
This just goes in.
And stumbling around and falling over.
Now, you see, I told you that you put them up as a people like me.
See, they decided that they were going to have an error. So he said, now, your new room and your class.
Your appointed feet.
And your whole appointed feet.
My soul hates.
Now my soul hates.
They are trouble unto me.
They are trouble unto me.
I'm willing to bear.
Read.
And when you spread forth your hand.
Now when you spread forth your hand.
I will hide my eyes.
I'll hide mine eyes.
Yea. When you make men cry.
Yea, when you make men cry.
I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood.
Read on.
Wash you. Make you clean. Put away the evil of your doing. From before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. And be not weary with well doing. You understand? For in due season, says the Apostle Paul, you will reap if you just don't faint. You understand? Now the people are faint and falling by the way.
I understand.
With their own appointed feet.
You understand? And their own appointed time for this and that and assemblies and whatnot. You understand?
And I'm sick of it.
The whole thing is an abomination. You understand? Now if we're going to pollute and contaminate or defile the name of Yahweh, you understand? We don't have nothing to go upon. See, the whole business, start to finish, from COVID to the door, is right.
That's right.
Let's see. And he is not going to accept it. Somebody said, well, listen, you don't understand. I'm sincere. Then what is a prayer? Prayer is a sincere desire of the heart. We have sincerely desired of many a thing that we don't need, nor not have.
That's right.
Now that is not what prayer is. It prayer is not the sincere desire of God. Well, if it's not that, then what is it? Now there's such a thing as sin prayers, as they call them. You understand? That ain't no good. Saying prayers. Where'd you get that idea from? I know where you got it from. You got it from the devil.
All right.
See? Now, somebody come along and this is what they did. Wrote out something nice for you to say. See? And you're supposed to learn how to recite that. That was called saying prayers. You know it by heart. See, now you're paying oblating. What is an oblating? Sacrifice. You see. What is a vain repetition? Repeat over and over. Vain repetition. Messiah says, don't use vain repetition. Is that right? Now, let me put that in order so you can see that. Now, the Roman Catholics, they say that they give so many indulgences. And that thing was invented, too, the indulgence. You understand? For saying Hail Mary. See? You repeat that, and some of you have heard it on the radio. You see? And you get so many indulgences or prayers toward your salvation for repeating it over and over. Hail Mary, Mother of God, blessed art thou. You've heard that.
Yeah.
See? And you're supposed to say that so many times or so many prayers. Now that's a vain repetition. God said, don't